News Talk 1620 WTAW on this Wednesday evening. Chance to get caught up with some activities and issues in the College Station Independent School District. Have with me this evening Deputy Superintendent for Administrative Services, Clark Ely. Clark, I appreciate you squeezing some time this week or two since winter break is over with, and lots of things are going on in the district, not the least of which is the start of the state legislative session. And what's the early tenor from Austin that may or may not have a positive or negative impact on CSISD?
Well, the landscape of the budget situation in Austin has changed in the last 24 hours with the initial filing of the appropriations bill in the Texas House. The bill filed by Representative Pitts has some pretty stark reductions all across the state. When you look at them having to cover at least $15 billion of a shortfall anticipated, and then trying to figure out a way if they are going to be able to fund growth. For public education, it looks like we will have anywhere from $5 billion to $11.9 billion. I've seen a bunch of numbers this morning as we're trying to look over the data and synthesize all of it. I've seen a number of different numbers on that, but it's going to be a lot of reductions for public ed, and it's not really a surprise to school boards or school districts across the state. We knew this was coming. Public education makes up 44% of the state budget, so we knew there's going to be some reductions in public school funding for this next 2 years. But really what we're faced with is the legislature having $15 billion less these next 2 years to appropriate than they did the last 2 years, and we know that we're going to take part in that.
Is the district going to have to make any further reductions for the school year that's now underway, or is all the focus for the next biennium?
All of the focus right now is on the next biennium, which will begin later on, September 1st of this year, for the 2011 through 2013 2 year period. So we're looking at how we're going to proceed through those next 2 years. We know that College Station ISD continues to grow, and we're very thankful for that we continue to have 300 to 350 new students come to College Station ISD each year. So how are we going to deal with 600 to 700 new students over the next 2 years? The opening of Greens Prairie Elementary, which will happen in August of 2011 this year, and the opening of College Station High School, which is going to happen in August of 2012.
Very early, obviously, in the legislative process, is there anything that constituents can do to let their local lawmakers know what they feel about public education?
Well, I think there is. The first thing that came out that was very surprising, I guess, was the bill going forward not touching any of the $9.4 billion rainy day fund. The state has a rainy day fund or a fund balance or a savings account that they have set aside for difficult periods. School districts around the state were actually criticized a little bit between the last two legislative sessions for having good fiscal policies and planning for rainy days and being able to set aside money in case the unforeseen happens. And a number of school districts, including College Station ISD, will be dipping in to our fund balances to be able to pay the bills for the next 2 years. But as the initial proposal goes forward, the state is unwilling to tap into any of their fund balance. That would be something that has caught our attention, certainly, in College Station ISD.
Again, visiting with Dr. Clark Ely, the College Station Independent School District, I want to bring up at least one of the items at this week's Board of Trustees meeting, because there was a lot of publicity and a lot of public involvement regarding next year's school calendar. I'm sure you always get lots of attention, and if you can recap what the board decided on next year's calendar.
Sure. The Board of Trustees did adopt a calendar for the 2011-2012 school year. It was calendar option 3 for those of you who were able to go online and vote. We had three options, option 1, 2, and 3, that were on the CSISD website between November 18th and January the 2nd, and we received 1,037 votes for that. It's obviously something that's very a great deal of interest to folks around the community is when schools open, close, and what days we have off during the school year for training and whatnot. And of those, we had 52% for the voted for calendar option 3. The District-Wide Educational Improvement Council, who is the site-based body who worked on the calendar development process, recommended calendar 3, and then the board adopted that last night. So we will be starting school in August, the fourth Monday, which will be August the 22nd. Some of the highlights this year, we will be able to have Labor Day, Monday, September the 5th, as a holiday for the first time in the last 4 or 5 years. We'll still have 3 days of break at the Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll have a little over 2 weeks at the winter break. We will be ending school on calendar option 3 on May the 31st for students and for employees on June the 1st.
A couple of other things before I let you go, Clark. One involving the progress of the new College Station High School. And a couple of weeks ago, Chuck Glenwinkle talked about the selection process of the new principal at that building. And if you can talk a little bit about the decision-making that went into selecting the new College Station High School principal internally within the district.
Sure. We're very excited about College Station High School. Obviously, if you hadn't had a chance to drive down off of Barron or Victoria down the south part of College Station, you need to. The school's really coming up out of the ground now, and you can see it for miles around. We are excited about the hiring of our very first employee of College Station High School, and that would be the principal of CSHS. Our goal is to have a principal in place by March the 1st. We have an application process right now for internal applicants going forward, and that will close at the end of this month. Interviews will be held with a committee initially, and then a smaller committee of the superintendent and some deputies for the final round sometime in February. And we do anticipate having that individual hired and beginning his or her work on March the 1st. It's not our intent to fill that position at whatever campus this individual comes from. We'll kind of go forward throughout the remainder of the school year as we are.
The thought process of not accepting external candidates.
Well, we know that we have a number of quality administrators in College Station ISD, number of which have good high school experience. We feel we have viable candidates already within our district, and so the decision was made to go forward with an internal posting only. We feel very good about the various options that we have here for folks to fill that very important chair.
Well, it sounds like the district is very strong in its administrative crew to be able to have that option.
We feel we are.
One more thing I want to close with, and that's a reminder that the district's having a career in technology open house tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow night from 5 to 8 o'clock at A&M Consolidated High School, the Career in Technology Education group will be there to have an open house for anybody in the community. It's really targeted towards students of all ages, especially in middle school and early high school, to see all the different career and technology offerings that College Station has, both now and some of the newer offerings that we're going to be able to bring online when we open College Station High School. As I said, it's 3 hours from 5 to 8 in the A&M Consolidated High School cafeteria, and there's free hot dogs and drinks will be provided.
All right, very good. Again, Clark Ely, Deputy Superintendent for Administrative Services, College Station Independent School District, visiting with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.